Our grain markets lately have been watching a number of different factors. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. One of those factors is we continue to see some good export business. We're watching weather conditions in Brazil and Argentina, and fundamentals are playing a role as well. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri-Commodities, Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Well, I think some of it is technical on the beans. You know, the close here a week ago Friday was not good, so we've got head and shoulder formation that's been violated, and so that's been leading into some technical selling. We had a poor close the previous week on the weekly charts. So you're seeing some of that follow through. We had left a gap back in, was it October, when the China news kind of came out. We've dipped our toe into that gap. We haven't filled it yet, but we've retraced back enough to get into there. So I think some of this has been some technical stuff.
And as we've all been watching, China has been in the market buying some U.S. soybeans.
The Chinese are coming in and buying, not at the pace we were all hoping. But ever since we've kind of violated and had this technical selling, it seems like every day you hear they're in. So while they're not making big splash sales necessarily, they are buying. The last number I kind of heard was we were probably in that 7 million tons out of the 12 million done. So they've been kind of doing it under the radar with things not being announced in a timely fashion. So we have been, you know, seeing some business, but we were kind of really hoping we'd see a lot of it happen early, and it's just not been that the case.
And of course, we got to throw in the weather conditions in Brazil and Argentina.
Weather has, for the most part, straightened out in South America. The areas that needed some rain got some decent rains for about 10 days, 2 weeks. It doesn't make the crop, but it puts them in a better spot. You might have to go a couple weeks with some dryness to start talking weather again. My gut is we'll get a chance to talk weather again at some point, but it's just not today.
We'll continue to watch with your Farm News Update. I'm Keith Lundberg.